Pope Francis makes his first trip to the United States next week, with stops in Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. During his visit, the pontiff will address a joint session of Congress and is expected to speak on the environment, among other issues. He recently released an encyclical, or papal letter, on the environment. The encyclical, entitled On Care for Our Common Home, describes the planet as our sister, Mother Earth. He writes the Earth cries out because of the harm inflicted on her by irresponsible use and abuse of the goods with which God has endowed her. What's more, he says, is that people have come to see themselves as lords and masters, entitled to plunder her at will. Pope Francis's encyclical has been praised by many environmentalists, but criticized by those who say the Pope should concentrate on religious matters. Jerry Cotis will assist Pope Francis when he says Mass in Washington September 23rd at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. He's an official with Interfaith Power and Light, a nonprofit organization concerned about climate change. Cotis, a deacon, will aid in the Catholic sacrament of the Eucharist, in a sense, a sacrificial meal.
In the papal Mass, I have been given the wonderful blessing and opportunity to be at the Mass as a deacon, and I will be distributing Eucharist, either the body of Christ or one of the chalices with the blood of Christ, to the attendees.
Cotis is a retired environmental scientist, working for many years with the U.S. Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency. He says the Pope brings a fresh new energy to environmental issues, including climate change.
He calls things as they are, and he says these issues of climate change and our call to care for our common home are moral issues. He said technology is part of the answer, but we ourselves must change. We must transform our hearts. We must change and alter our lifestyles.
He says the Pope believes the United States must set an example as a protector of the environment. He says the U.S. consumes a lot of resources and contributes to climate change.
When we look to our brothers and sisters in Africa and other parts of the developing world, we have, he says, a tremendous obligation to see ourselves as one, to see ourselves united as part of this integral ecology. And therefore, we have to do more than our share to care for these issues and care for our brothers and sisters who are not as able to adapt and change.
Cotis is president of Our Lady of the Pines Catholic Church in Conifer, Colorado. He describes his religious beliefs and his scientific training as having a beautiful connection.
I've spent 35 years working on many of these issues from a scientific perspective and an environmental policy perspective. Now, with Pope Francis's leadership, I'm able to at least try to connect with people on a moral, religious basis, looking at our common connections from whatever faith tradition people are coming from. They see the call to care for God's creation in these traditions.
There have been many reports of Pope Francis having a degree in chemistry and is therefore a scientist. However, the publication National Catholic Reporter says that's not true. It says that Pope Francis studied chemistry and worked as a chemist prior to entering the seminary, but never graduated from university prior to entering the seminary. He has what it says is more like a certificate from a U.S. community college. However, the deacon says Francis can still speak to the issues.
The issues that we're talking about today in terms of our air, climate, water, these are issues that are life issues, he says. These are issues that affect the poor and the vulnerable first. And as a religious leader of faith and morals, he is perfectly aligned to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves.
The Pope takes his name from St. Francis of Assisi, who gave thanks for what he called Brother Sun and Sister Moon. In his encyclical on the environment, Pope Francis writes that people should approach nature and the environment with an openness to awe and wonder. Otherwise, he says, their attitude will be that of masters, consumers, ruthless exploiters, unable to set limits on their immediate needs. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.